Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Of course, good evening again, and welcome back to Seating of the Divine, Level 4, Session 5, June 18th, 2019. And as we've been talking about, you know about the unfortunate accident, and of course, that's why we changed the subject matter tonight to the community call. We obviously will really need it, the entire group's help tonight in making this a fun and productive session. And I had all the description of what happened, but I don't have to do it anymore.
Well, go ahead, because for those that aren't here live, might
okay.
want to know.
Oh, that's right, yeah. For those of you who don't know, Joan fell recently and has a closed compression fracture of the first lumbar vertebrae. She was in, of course, a lot of pain at first, but it's been exactly 7 days since the accident, and she is making much progress and is much improved, as you just heard her mention. And so, that's really terrific.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank everyone who sent me love and healing light, because it has made all the difference in my pain level. It's unbelievable what happened. I got up Monday, I felt different than when I went to bed Sunday. And it has continued to progress like that all week. So all of the healers that worked on me, every one of you, our crucible, when we unite as one, we are very powerful beings, as you well know, and I am here to testify to that. So thank you, everyone. I am so appreciative to each and every one of you.
And to me as well. Thank you. Now, of course, tonight, there is a large group of several collective realms that have told us that they will be joining us tonight. They include the angelic realm, the archangelic League of Light, the Lords of Light, and the Master Realm. They all have told us that they would be here to support us in the utmost. So that's just really terrific. Now, of course, they are waiting for us in our collective crucible. So please take a moment and join them in our crucible. Now, of course, per the messages that we've been sending out to you this week, all the subject matter that we think needs to be discussed was included in there. Of course, that included the seed crystals, the fourth triads, the yang particles, eight chakra, the indigo color codes, and any other subject that you feel needs to be discussed or that there are questions about. And so that's basically where we're headed tonight. So let's all take a deep breath and bring forth your inner thoughts and questions to start the evening. Now remember, press star 6 and you will be live, then press star 6 again to eliminate any background noise. I can thank you all in advance for your assistance tonight and during the last week. And stay tuned for updates on future schedules. Thank you. Well, this is a contest. We got to see who's going to be first, huh? They want a prize, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Can't tell them what it is, though, yet.
I see a couple people have unmuted themselves. Would you like to start off the conversation? press star 6? I can't hear you if you're talking.
Nope, nobody yet.
This is Jody.
Hello. I can't hardly hear you, Jody.
Okay. How's that? Is that any better?
A little bit. Not too much.
Okay. All right. How's that? Any better?
That's better. Yeah.
Yeah, much better. Thanks, Sal.
Okay. Cliff is here visiting me, and it's been really, really wonderful listening to the classwork and talking and being in a live setting like that. And we've just been enjoying this being. I know that there's a lot of work that's to be done recognizing the different aspects of the brain, you know, putting your attention on it, the homework and all that. But I am finding that the download or the assimilation, the active work is in embodying it, living it, being it. And I still tell myself that I'm not getting it sometimes, and I don't quite, you know, it's like I'm not hearing the angels, and I'm not looking up, and, you know, the sky isn't parting, and, you know, the Syrian council's not coming to get me at night, you know, yet. But then we sit and talk, and we realize that, you know what, we always get it. And we always go back and forth about not getting it. And last week's conversation, or last community call, when Mark brought in, you know, what does it, I don't know if I'm really doing the understanding or doing the holographic stuff. And, you know, it's like we are. It's that validation, again, that says that we are doing it. You know, the intention is really big on it is happening. It is, you know, and then observing it, watching it in my body moving around. And really, I'm still finding myself fighting with that doubt. But it's a lot easier when I remind myself that, oh, it's just that stupid doubt, you know. I don't know if that's a topic or not. It's just where I'm at, and
sure.
I just thought I would check in because this work is amazing. And, you know, when I hear Kasumi say, you know, it's because we're doing a lot of clearing, and we've done a lot of clearing, and this segment is going to be easier to integrate. Sometimes I look at it and I don't even recognize it as work anymore. It's a change of beingness and an evolution of self. And a direction. Obviously the direction is the work. You know, put your attention here, follow that, do whatever. So,
right.
You know, it's how we're all integrating it and how we're all assimilating it. And then utilizing it in our everyday is going to be probably as individual as we each are. Just for me to remember that it is doing it. It is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It is working.
Well, Jody, let me tell you a quick story. I remember, and you were there, 12-12-12. And,
yeah.
You know, the Christ of the Matrix had come back, and Yeshua was there talking to us. And he mentioned one thing. He said, no, you know, you don't have to look up anymore. He said, we're now shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart. And that stunned me. But I think that was one of the biggest things that happened for me, and validation that, you know, they're all here. And we don't have to, like you said, look up to the sky and see the you know, everything, clouds part. And say, all we got to do is, you know, is talk to somebody right there with us. And anyway, I just wanted to throw that in because I think it really meant a lot to me, and it's helped my neck. I don't have to look up anymore.
I would agree.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Just rolling on along.
Well, I'm really happy to hear your voices, and did not realize that you had hurt yourself until like yesterday, and very happy to hear your voice and to know that you're still on the planet.
I am still here. I haven't given up the body because I have things to do and places to go, and I need this body.
I feel the exact same way, and I'm very happy that your body's still here because my body sometimes likes to hang out with your body.
Well, I'm always happy to hang out with you.
That's fun. So I wanted to thank Jody for sharing and for getting this started. I really had no intentions of talking tonight, but it seems like it's a good time to share because it's all about, when I hear people talking about the day-to-day living stuff, that's when my ears perk up because it's just at this late stage in my life, I'm absolutely amazed at how it's coming together. Sometimes it just brings me to tears. And I feel like sometimes that I'm not being very spiritual on my seating of the divine work. And then I go talk to my good friend, Charlotte, who reminds me that, you know, the chop wood and carry water part of life is every much as part of my spiritual life as
wow.
sitting and meditating.
Wow.
And the way my life is unfolding is how I know whether I'm embodying the work or not. If I'm resisting the work in some way, shape, or form, then I find that resistance showing up in my life. And when every now and then I'll have this emotional moment, and I won't even know where it came from or what it's about, just this burst into tears, talking to Deb about something, and then the next thing I know, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's gone. And now I feel so much more open and like there's more stuff that can come in.
Sure.
And I have so many people showing up in my life right now wanting to support me on this journey called Life with Crypto that I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed. And opening my heart and accepting all this goodness has been a challenge. It's like, well, now why would
sure.
that be so? Well, that's something that I'm here to work through. And what I find also equally cool is that the more I go into this financial world, this techie world, thinking to myself, how on earth does this connect back to my seeding of the divine work? And if I don't judge it, I find that I'm meeting people along the way who are very much trying to find their way to embody the spiritual fifth dimensional consciousness in their day-to-day life. And I find that there's little ways that we connect at it. I mean, if I stop and look at it and don't think it's just about crypto or blockchain or money, because it's not. It's not just about that. And now that I'm seeing and feeling that, it makes the whole process of me being involved with this stuff, the stuff being my life with crypto stuff, much more okay that I can see how it's in alignment with my spiritual work. And then that helps me to not judge myself that, hey, is it okay that I have fun with this stuff over here that seems like it has nothing to do with God and Cthumi and Jesus and Yeshua? It's like, you know what? We're in bodies. And so it does have something to do with it. I will stop rambling there. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Oh, you did great. Thanks.
Hi, this is Susie.
Hi.
Can you hear? Hi, can you hear me?
You betcha.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm so glad you were well and getting better. And Joan and John, I love you. We all love you. And
oh,
I want to thank
you.
Jody. Pardon? Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Jody for being the first one to speak up about the doubts and things we're going through because all that we've been talking about, integrating this work, I still have my doubts and the fears, and my body hurts, and I've been to going to the chiropractor, and I'm just exhausted. I feel like I just can't get enough sleep. I'm just falling asleep, and I start thinking about that, going, I'm not getting it. I think I'm getting left behind. and then again, I just go, no, that's not true. I know better. I know I am. All this stuff is coming up to be resolved and to let it, you know, to transmute it. And I just kind of feel like the little engine that could just keep on chugging, keep on going, because every step I take forward just feels so much better. Every little step back is like, okay, it's a little step back. It's okay. Let's just keep going. And I just feel like, you know, when we get together and talk about all these things, it just puts it all in perspective. Yes, of course we're moving forward. Of course we're integrating these and raising our vibrations and frequencies and transforming our bodies. And I see it all around me when I really, really pay attention. It is. Things are changing. I'm changing things around me. I can tell it. And it feels so good. Even though some of it's not fun, I know that it's things coming up for me to look at, and that's helping me to pay attention to myself and my thoughts, my feelings, my actions. So it's making me much more aware of myself and what I'm doing with my thoughts and how I'm reacting to things and judgment.
Well, we've heard from a lot of people about being tired, having to sleep more, etc. And we're getting that all the time, and that message of, but you need it. You need to be quiet. You need to take care of yourself so that you can absorb this stuff, so your body and mind can have time to implement it, to absorb it. And so I think you're just doing what's supposed to be normal, I think. It's just unusual. It's just different, right?
Yeah. It's a little scary at times, though, because I feel like I'm way too foggy for being aware and for the third-dimensional people around me. Yeah, it's like maybe I'm getting a little too out there. I need to bring myself back, try to awaken my awareness a little more in this dimension. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a, you know, you eventually achieve that balance where you can operate in both worlds simultaneously, but it just takes time and integration, you know,
mm-hmm.
and taking care of yourself along the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
I'd like to chime in quickly again and say thank you to Susie, I believe it was, for sharing.
Yes.
I was really happy to hear that I'm not the only one that's been experiencing this tiredness thing.
No, you aren't.
Yeah. I'm really happy to know it's not just me. I don't want it to be for everybody else, too, but I'm beginning to think that I'm doing something wrong because I can't get rested. Taking, you know, trying to get everything done, plus take care of my body, plus exercise, plus meditate. It's been a lot. And then on top of all that, half the time all I want to do is sleep. So I guess that means go ahead and sleep.
Yep.
Thank you guys for bringing this up, Jody, again. I hate to bring in any negative by any means ever, but at the same time, or I should say, just kind of a poll. My body has never been achy and sore and hurtful and old feeling. Let's just leave it at that. And I almost feel sometimes like it's an attack, that it's coming from the work that we are doing. And if that is any truth to that or any awareness that anybody else has. Maybe it's something that we could as a group do something about. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing it out there, but I'll just leave it at that.
Hi, this is Diana. Hello, everyone. Blessings, Joan and John.
Thank you.
From my perspective, I am finding that because there is more of a human collective resonance, that sometimes what needs to be cleared in this human collective can sometimes manifest in our thinking and maybe in our body. And so, I'm sorry, excuse the background noise. And so I recognize that it is not mine and understand that we are part of this human collective as well as part of our own crucible. And so from there, within my time of prayer and meditation, I request specifically with the violet flame and with Kasumi's I Am Light plus a few other pieces that I use, that it's not a sense of protection, but it is a sense of raising myself to the point where anything that is not on my level falls away. One of the things that I have been hearing and understanding more about, that when you walk in the fifth dimension, it's very fluid. Nothing sticks. You go through, it's not that you don't have challenges, you do, but nothing sticks. And we're still in this transitional state where things are in flux and the fifth dimension is still not quite stable in many of us. We're, I think, over 50% there, but there's still that flux piece. And so for me, again, from my perspective, when things take place in my body, and I do have little aches and things like that, or if there's a particular thought or feeling that comes over, I take a breath, I feel into it, and I try to feel into it in a neutral way so I can get more information about it. And then I just stay in neutrality. It is as it is now, in acceptance, but knowing that not focusing on it in fear, but in neutrality, helps to rise above it. And that's my, well, it's not 2 cents, I'll say 5 cents. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing, Diana. I couldn't have said it better.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
First of all, I'm so happy to hear that you're feeling better. And I just, when I found out about your fall, I just felt that it was so unfair that all of us that have been doing all this stuff can be in physical suffering. It just seemed so unfair. But I am really pleased that we can also affect it, you know, in a positive way with our intentions and our love. So I'm glad that you felt that. And I want to thank you, actually, because I feel like you've been our role model in a way of, you know, putting yourself out there, going first, having an incident, and showing us, you know, what we can do as a group.
Oh, thank you.
So, thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, I do firmly believe from the heart of my heart that everything is in divine order. And so what seems like an accident, I don't think it was not intentional on my part, that's for sure, consciously, but there was a purpose in all of this. And you've said it so eloquently in saying it teaches all of us what we're capable of in the creative realm. And so that's what gives us that excitement to go on as more of this material is presented and more of the information and the energetics get presented to us.
Yes, and absolutely. And another thing that it made me realize was, not that I didn't realize it before, but became so aware of the value of Joan Walker in Seeding of the Divine. Like, it's all coming through you, and all of us without you are not going to be doing the program. And that made me look at my own role and the role of everybody and realize we don't know. Like, I do know with you in your role in Seeding of the Divine, but for myself, really what that role is in specific tasks. But it made me feel like I'd just better step up my game and make sure I'm doing all that I should be doing all the time, because it could be affecting, you know, the world in unknown ways if I don't play my part, if I don't do my thing. So it also kind of, in me, sparked a little bit of inspiration that, you know, time to live my fullest.
You're right. And the other part of that is that it teaches you you are powerful in and of yourself as a divine image. So regardless whether I'm here or I'm not here, you have all of the tools thus far that you need. And if I get taken out of the picture, which I doubt very seriously, that's a possibility. But if that should happen, or there's a lull in the teaching, it provides that space for you to recognize that in yourself and to hear in some form or shape the guidance that is within you for you. So I think that's showing us that in this event, because I haven't been able to channel. I haven't, because of some of the medicines I take, I just wouldn't do that. And I am about off of them now because of the interference or the actual input of the light, the healing light that has been given to me in this last week. I mean, it's amazing. I don't take anything during the day at all. And so I really feel that, you know, your intercession along with my own soul spirit intervention, which I ask for, and all of the healing doctors, etheric doctors in the more refined dimensions that have come to my assistance. So we all have those pieces and parts within us to navigate our life in the way that is in our most divine pathway. So these are opportunities that we get to discover those. And I thank you for your comments, because I think they're so right on. It teaches you you do have that capacity within yourself. You know, you're not totally dependent on the channeling that I am so fortunate to facilitate.
Yes, well, thank you for stepping out there and showing us that. And yes, I'm sure everything is in its divine purpose. And another thing that I wanted to bring up, as people are mentioning, and your injury was in your back, my back has been going through all kinds of movement and pains and aches, and I've never felt so beat up. as I have this, yeah, basically since January, since we started going into the quiet time, and it's mostly in my back, and things are moving all over the place. And I have been going to the chiropractor and, you know, getting assistance, but I really have come to see that in these places in my back, the muscles have been like locked down, holding a little emotion. Sometimes I can actually get an event out when it comes out, but as I breathe into it, as the other caller said, I forget who said that, Diane maybe, you know, breathe into it and just put your attention there and feel that sore muscle and feel that sore space, then things start to release and it comes out. And I feel like I've been holding these things for years, and I thought my back was pretty fluid and flexible, but it turns out there's an underlayer of stuff that's coming out now, especially the back around my heart chakra. So I feel like it's the heart chakra opening is really bringing out some of these deeper things that I've held. And I feel totally beat up. And it's only because I know that this is part of the work, and I'm understanding, because then I get little, like a little movie comes out, and it's like, oh, that's what that tightness was. That, you know, I can let it go. So it's definitely a learning process. We're in the process. But I do feel also that the messages or the signs that I seem to be getting is that we're so much almost done that we're just picking up a few crumbs, you know, and we'll be ready to go. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is Sue. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is Kathy, and I was going to go on with what Rosemary was saying and say thank you, Joan. I felt like it gave us the opportunity to move into our mastery, to mm-hmm. see us all work together as a community.
Yeah.
And with your open heart and your receptivity, I felt like it was so powerful and so moving, and I felt like it was a realization for me. This is why, you know, we're here. We're here to work as a team. And we're individual, yes. And through our good thoughts and energies and light. And also the other amazing thing is working together with the Arcturians and the Andromedas and the Telosians and all of these beings. I feel like it's bringing us to a whole other level. And I keep getting remembrances of different things. Like I was at Mount Shasta for 11/11, and mm-hmm. I ended up in this woman's house, and she showed me the picture of Adama
mm-hmm.
That she had painted after meeting with him. She's written a book on Mount Shasta and everything. And I feel like it's all coming back. Like, and it's so cool to know that, like, it's all real, and it's like, wow, they're all here to assist us and help us. And so I feel like that gave us an opportunity to do that and be with you in that way as well. So thank you. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
This is Susie again. I just wanted to say that Zoe had mentioned the wondering if it's a psychic attack or something. Was everyone talking about how much their bodies are hurting the mind? Mine also. And the doubts, the feeling of, gosh, I'm going through so much, this is a little scary type thing. And I also just have sat with it and just breathe into it and just ask, what is this? Because this is really hard on my body, really hard on even my my thoughts and emotions, because it's hard to think sometimes. And I just kept getting this sense or awareness that you have no idea how huge this is that you're clearing in your body, in your mind, in your soul, throughout your entire beingness. And it just, it's like it's this, and I've heard this before when I've gotten in that place where I'm getting kind of scared and it's getting kind of, wow, something could be wrong. And I'm just, it's just, it's all right. It's all right. I just keep hearing it. It's all coming up to leave, and it's all coming up to be transmuted, and you are clearing enormous amounts of energy from all lives lived, from all lineages and all of it. And when I sit with that and just breathe into that, it's like, okay, I get it. It's much bigger than I can imagine. Okay.
Well, and the other part of that, Susie, is your bones and your joints are the densest part of you, the bone, actually. So a lot gets stored in there, old stuff from genetic lineage patterns of this lifetime, and perhaps imprinting from other lives you have lived. So when those are very painful, when the joints ache or the hips ache or the back aches, that those bones hold the densest part of those anomalies because they're old. And that's where the pain and misery in the mental emotional body and the fracture resides. And when you resolve some of that or let it release, just breathe into it and let it release, then things get better.
Hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. I didn't really think of it that way. As we're born, does that come into our bones? Is that the way you're saying?
Well, it's part of your soul makeup, actually, but your physical makeup in that third dimension is from your lineage, your mother and your father, the DNA. That's part of it, but that lineage goes back generations and generations, and those anomalies or those all that misinformation is stored in that particular lineage. It's not up to you to clear the entire lineage, but your little piece of it for you, and then that gets put into the lineage also, what you've done. So you just have to realize it and stay out of the fear thing, that that's just part of this whole massive cleansing that's taking place last year and this year. I mean, a lot of people have been in a lot of discomfort in different parts of their body, in their backs, their upper backs, or their hip area, or their spinal column, you know, their neck, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Thank you. That puts a real huge light on that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else have any comments on that? Diana, you were really so right on with your comment.
Thank you. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Joan and John and everybody. This is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Thank you for that comment you made about the memories, if you will, stored in the bones. It's been coming into my awareness lately that because of all of the energetic downloads and the huge amount of clearing we've done, now I understand why I hurt. And what came to me, though, was when I feel achy or just sore and tired, excuse me, I find if I make myself be quiet and breathe into it and ask for ask my body to sit in a higher vibration for this time, I can then facilitate clearing whatever is that's bothering me, and I don't always get a picture or understand what it is. That's not important to me. It's just that I release that, the emotion or mental feeling that I no longer need, and then I start to feel better. And I wondered about that, so thank you for commenting on that. And I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you.
So does she.
Yeah, I'm very grateful to everybody, let me tell you.
And that's
I called on everybody I knew in the heavenly realms.
We all answered.
Well, you did. And the thing of it is, it takes us humans to band together to make the difference that you guys have made in me. It's amazing.
It's just validating, too, that we all know we spend time in our crucibles, and we're with each other, if you will.
Right.
And then physically, though, we're scattered all over the place, and so we can't physically be near each other. And so that's what's so great to me about this community, is that we are right there with you, with whoever. And it's just such a great feeling. I just feel thankful, and I'm so glad that to hear the call, it's like, oh, okay, we'll send you whatever you need.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Hello, this is Shaka.
Hi, Shaka.
I've been listening to the conversation. I don't think I will be participating today, but I just have to say my observation about these energies which are causing some discomfort. And I think it was to our bodies. And I think it was the last time when I asked Metatron what we can do about it, so because I was experiencing a lot of discomfort for the last few years. And the main advice from the Metatron was that allowing the energies, which is simple answer, and I thought I was doing it, but probably not enough. So this time I purposefully, how I deal with this, I call it an ascension symptom. Then what I do every day is that I purposefully stop and I say, thanks for this wonderful energy. and just simple like that, I see the difference. I see the improvement of that discomfort goes away. And I believe it is because of this just a simple, you know, acceptance and being grateful for the energy that makes the difference. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your comments.
Yeah, that's right on.
Hi, it's Kathleen from Colorado.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Joan. I'm so glad you're feeling better. Something came over me last night, and I had a sense of relief, and I thought, I think she's feeling better. Something shifted. I don't know if that was true for you or not, but something...
Every night has been a shift.
I just have a kind of question/comment that is coming up in my space as I'm listening to everyone, particularly tuning in about the bones. I'm hearing that the bones are still, they're fluid, you know, they're, even though they're dense and they are brittle, especially as we get older, but I'm wondering if, for all of us, a helpful practice might be to bring the liquid light, the nectar, the laser light through into the blood in the bone marrow, where the blood is generated.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that might be a good question or comment for us to remember that that's where our blood is generated, and we can bring the liquid in and make the bones less brittle.
Well, into that bone marrow too, you know.
Yes.
I think that the red blood cells are really important to nourish, you know, those bones. And at the spiritual level, then that liquid light takes out the dense component of that. At the spiritual level, the things that get stored in there with the in the presence of light that can't exist. So the more you can do that and bring light into the bones, I think the more productive it is, whether you use the liquid light or the nectar or whatever part of that that you choose to use, it to send it through your bones is really great.
Yeah. Well, good. That was just my thought. Bless you. I had an experience this weekend. I was in a very powerful part of Colorado at 10,000 feet where there's all these spiritual centers and stupas and, you know, just lots of powerful energy. And I went out to dinner with some friends and ended up getting some kind of food poisoning. I couldn't stay at the table. And I'd heard horror stories. I'd never had it before. And all I could think of was, this is a purification. This is nothing to be afraid of. It was very unpleasant. But as soon as I stepped away from the fear of it, like, oh my God, I need to go to the hospital, or oh my God, I'm going to be sick all night, the whole thing stopped. And I was able to just go home back to the hotel and go to bed. And everyone was amazed that in my group, they were like, you're having this amazing recovery. Most people are sick for days if they get food poisoning. And I was a little sick, but I called in Michael. I called in all the divine beings that were around, and I did feel miserable for a while, but the next thing I knew, I was sound asleep. And so I do believe that some of these things come to show us the power of the help we have, too, that's available, the power of the healing divine beings all around us to help us with these physical things, because we're the ones doing the work in the body, for sure. So that was good work.
Good work.
Yeah. So anyway, Joan, I'm so happy that you are feeling better, and yes, we love you all. We love you so much, and you are teaching us to stand on our own, and you know, and step into our mastery and support you rather than just be dependent. So I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Yeah. They were really good comments.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jana.
Hi, Jana.
Hi there. Happy to be with everybody. It just occurs to me to share something that Yeshua had offered to us. I think it was a couple years back now, and it perhaps is useful for a lot more people. The light, we have the liquid light, we have for the fluid body, we have the nectar, nectarian light for the tissues and the cells and so on. The Yeshua also spoke about bringing in a viscosity of light that serves, that the bones can relate to, that match in recognition that with the bone cells for rejuvenation and regeneration. And the sort of the image that was given was that of, like, if you could imagine something that's a very smooth plastic that's very, very, very strong, and it's very smooth and powerfully strong. And I don't mean plastic in sort of the everyday kind of plastic that we might come upon, but something that might be used in aeronautics or something, or in joints, you know, if they're not using titanium in the body, of that kind of imaging, that we can bring that in to the bone cells and allow them to begin to recognize that form of light. And we furthered the conversation with talking about transforming into crystal skulls and, you know, that type of thing. But without going into all that right now, perhaps it's useful for other people to play with that viscosity of light as well for their structure of their physical bodies. So, just since that popped up, I thought I'd also pop up and share.
Well, thank you for sharing, Jana. That was a really good point.
Absolutely.
John, it's Kathy Bradley again.
Yeah.
And one thing that popped into my head as Yeshua came in is, I vaguely remember in the book Anna, Grandmother of Jesus, and talking about how Yeshua would be able to heal people if they believed they could be healed. And he wouldn't work with someone, so to speak, unless they believed that. And so the reason why I'm feeling this is so important is that you believed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And your abilities. And when you know, you believed from your heart when you sent me healing energy.
Right.
That was the thing to do. And I believed that it made a difference. And so, therefore, if I would have resisted that and blocked it by saying, well, I don't know if that's possible, it would have never, you know, I wouldn't have been able to accept it. My body wouldn't have been able to let go of the excruciating discomfort.
Exactly. So as we're all going through these, as I'm listening to everyone, with all of our pains in our bodies in various points, right, if we know... And we believe, so that we breathe into it, as someone mentioned, it makes it that much easier and quicker to deal with. So I just thought that was an important thing that you did and that we all did. So I just thought I'd share. Thank you.
Great point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jana again. That just brings to mind an adage from third dimensional reality, which is, I'll believe it when I see it. And in higher reality, it's I'll see it when I believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hello.
Hello.
This is John.
Is that Mr. John?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Thank you.
Wanted to make two comments. One is Friday is the summer solstice, and a lot of times that marks some kind of delineation or sometimes a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that'll play out, but I wanted to make the comment because I always try to celebrate the seasons in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other comment is most of our experience with bones is in a book or, you know, something hanging in the doctor's office or a plastic replica. But actually, a bone inside the living body is sort of limber. It's living.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an entirely different thing from what our minds have learned to think of it as.
Oh.
That was my comment. Thank you. Glad you're doing better.
It's a living entity of its own. It has a life essence to it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that it's not hard like the thing hanging in the doctor's office.
Right. No. No.
I mean, they do break and stuff, but they also give a lot of times and don't break.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite different when it's actually alive.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for letting us understand that.
Yeah. And all your help, John. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Kelly again.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to add a little bit to what John just shared. I have had the privilege of working with several different wonderful healers in my area over the last 10 years. And during that time, while I was getting help for my body from auto accidents and from just being really rough on it in my younger years, I learned that about the bones. And one of the things I learned is that bones do give and that bones actually get bruised, just like muscles get bruised. And they literally call them bone bruises. And some of the healers I work with can feel those places where the bones are stiffer, more dense perhaps, because they have a bruise. They don't flex as well as they did. So sometimes I'll put my attention on those spots, but I have these wonderful healers that just, it's just like melting an ice cube. They just melt that bone bruise away, and pain around that area in muscles and in arteries and veins, because they also can get stiff from being damaged, then the whole area can start letting go. But as John said, we are much more than what we've been taught, and arteries and veins and muscles and the fluids in the body all need our attention in order for our bodies to get well. And I'm very grateful that I have allowed myself to learn about this stuff, and I've been able to heal my body from all kinds of very difficult accidents and traumas and injuries. And I'm very happy that I've been able to learn about this stuff, and I appreciate, John, that you mentioned all that. So thank you.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Everybody's talking about bones and healing and the golden liquid light and the nectar. And my experience, I think in 2005, 2006, was that my ankle bones, particularly in my right ankle, the cartilage had gone away, and it was bone rubbing on bone, and not comfortable to walk with. And doctors were telling me, "Oh, we're going to have to, when you get to 65, we'll fuse them." I was very familiar with that because my mother had that. Talk about genetic lineage.
Mm-hmm. yep.
And I thought, okay, and you'll be in a wheelchair for 2 years. And so I was preparing for all of that, got the motorized wheelchair, and thinking, okay, this is the path I'm going to take. And in MA, we were learning about the golden liquid light. That was when we were, at least I was first introduced to that. And I got very sick that one winter, and all I could do is lay down and rest. And so I just flooded my body with that golden liquid light, and I would run it through the bloodstream down to my toes and all the way back up, and I'd visualize it going through every place where the blood goes, and particularly at my feet. And then I realized, okay, I'm just going to run. It's just not just golden liquid light. It's golden light. And I think the interesting thing is what we are being taught, and particularly this year, is that the running of the light throughout our whole body, up and down our spine and so forth, and using the pineal and pituitary and the seed crystals, it's just, and definitely the Ark of the Covenant with the Zaon particles, it's incredible how healing just running that energy is. So I was determined that I was not going to have to wear my braces anymore, and that meant that I had to heal the muscles in my calves because they had atrophied, and so it was explained to me that if I didn't use my muscles and I didn't use my legs and put weight on them, that everything was going to continue to deteriorate. And so I had to change my whole perspective inside myself, that of how, as a spiritual being, how I was going to function in this body. And so intuitively, I would go into visualizing what I needed to do. And what I needed to do is take off the leg braces and walk, even though it was hard, and rebuild that muscle in my calf. And I used all the tools that I could think of, and the light is one of them, that when you flood your body full of that golden Christed light, it's incredible healing and rejuvenating force that our body just loves. And then I realized, okay, physical therapy. They did sound therapy through ultrasound on my ankles. They did laser light on my ankles.
and I thought, wow, this is incredible, and I could walk better. So then I did acupuncture to try to clear the meridians and get my meridians cleared out. And the acupuncturist said, I don't know that we're going to be able to help you, you know, walk without your braces, but we'll at least get the energy, the electrical energy flowing and clearing out your meridians and get things flowing. It took a couple of years doing that and other healing modalities. Changing my diet, that, you know, my body had to, you know, get different supplements instead of medications necessarily, and remarkable healing. Most of the time, I don't have a problem. However, this week, last week, the energy must have stepped up, and I think last week there was a huge wave of energy that came in, and I felt like I was in a vortex, like I was in a plane, an airplane banking. It was this huge vortex, and that started last week. And I thought, wow, what is this? You know, I have felt other waves of energy come through that, you know, make me a little dizzy or off balance, but this was huge. So something was going on last week, and I thought, oh, good time to take it easy and try to continue to, you know, run the light and the energies that we've been taught. And so I wanted to share that it is really possible to heal our bodies with the light. We're very capable, and it took a lot of courage to step up and feel responsible to heal myself at the time. And and then I also, you know, in the healing session with you, Joan, it was an incredible and powerful session that I felt called to participate in, and the light flowing through your body was brilliant. It was spectacular, and it was a toroidal field that your whole body glowed. That's all I can say.
Wow, and thank you.
It was very beautiful. And then, and I'll share it with the whole group. There was, I had a soul reading once and years ago, and other people have told me they can see the unicorns with me. And so I'm in the healing session, and I did ask for the Elohim to come in, and immediately my winged unicorn, who's huge, she's huge, came in and invited the other two unicorns with me. They're not winged. And then they invited a mass of unicorns, I mean, huge unicorns. And they, this is very touching, they bowed, all those mass of unicorns kneeled down. You were in the center of the crucible. They kneeled down in front of you, very close to, you were on a pedestal, a lotus pedestal, and they kneeled down and all pointed their horns towards you, all around you in a circle.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a mass of them, this huge. And then my unicorn with wings, she wrapped her huge white wings around you.
Aww.
And just held you. And then the energy from the healing horns came through and lit up that toroidal field in this immense amount of light. And I know everybody who was there, I didn't share it with everyone then, but everyone there was holding that light in the toroidal field and in the crucible for you. And it was just absolutely stunningly beautiful. And then the winged unicorn opened her wings, and it was like this huge light just came up and showered you. It was just, so I thought I'd share that, how amazing we all are, that these beings do respond to our love for you and John, and our love for everyone in our group. And we hold so much light. I don't know that we all know how powerful it is. And I just stepped into the, I was called to be part of the group, and I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't know they were going to come forward. But I wanted to share that with you. It was immensely
beautiful. Oh, thank you. Thank you,
beautiful.
Thank you, Sandy. It's so heartwarming.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's beyond any words I could say. That it was such a beautiful expression. It was like I was almost reliving it as you spoke. It beautiful. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes, it was very touching. And I don't know that our group feels how touching that everyone's energy is. It's amazing
that
what we're doing.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you, Joan, for the
opportunity. You didn't get a video of that, did you, Sam?
I wish. I'm going to have to get my painting skills.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And all our love and blessings to you. To you
well,
both.
Thank you.
To
thank
you as
you.
Well. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. She told me about that, and I asked her the same thing. It's like, man, don't you wish we could put this on canvas?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Joe. I came on late, so I missed part of it. And wow, you know, it's such so many good things that I've heard been talked about. And I think, you know, what we're being called to do is we are being called to rise up and to heal our maladies, to raise our vibration. And we have the tools to do it. You know, Diana said, you know, when we, you know, get to that fifth dimension, when we raise our consciousness to fifth dimension, this stuff is going to start falling away. And I really feel we have the tools to do it. We need to keep working at it, and they're continuing to work with us. It's this energy that's coming in now. I mean, it's just literally lifting everybody, but we've got to let go of the denseness, and it's what's being amplified. You know, it's becoming major in my awareness. You know, you have to let this go, and it's like, I even want to let it go, and I don't know how to let it go. It's like, but I have the tools, and I'm using everything, and the light codes. I've been using a lot of magenta the last couple of days, I mean, I always do, but just, you know, bringing it in, there's things coming into my awareness that I just couldn't see before. It's pretty interesting. Joan, that was an incredible experience, the session that we did for you, and I'm glad Sandy kind of explained it. I don't know if y'all talked about it before, but it was just incredibly powerful. And if anybody hasn't listened to it, please listen to it, because the energy's still there, and plus you can add your energy to it. There was really some amazing things that happened in that session, and it was for Joan, but it was for all of us. It was for us as individuals. It was for this collective, and it was for for humanity. The farther that we can raise, the higher that we can raise ourselves, you know, that is tremendous service to humanity, and it's a responsibility. In a sense, I mean, you have the ability to respond. I mean, we've been given these gifts, but it's a privilege. I'm still in awe. You know, I remain in awe that I'm a part of this group with you, miraculous beings, and as the ones that work with us and bring in this amazing information. And like, wow, me, really? You know? So, Joan, we love you. You
Thank
and John.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
and
you.
We
love you too.
Yeah, we need you. We want you. Of course. I hope that sounded exactly like I meant it.
Yeah, I know.
When you laughed, I got it. But we need you. We want you, baby.
Yeah. Well,
we'll do whatever we can to keep you.
Yeah. Together we're a team. You know that in our crucible.
Yeah.
We just are such a force to be reckoned with.
I think this just was a way to prove to us all what we're capable of doing. We needed something to bring everybody together to show everybody how powerful they are, what we all can do together. And every once in a while, you got to do that and then go, oh, my gosh, we did that, didn't we? And, well, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So have faith, gang.
Thanks. Well, it's almost 9:30, so I think we ought to close this community call, but it has been a great call. Thank you for everyone that participated and was present tonight.
Blessings to all from us. Thank you.
Lots of good calls and shared information, and I want to comment also on that Facebook page that you've been really using that as it was intended to be used to communicate to each other and to support each other in your journeys. So, anyway.
Before we close tonight, can I just feel inspired to what has come through in this beautiful conversation. I feel like we just shifted gears somehow, and I'm really grateful for it, the connection and the community and the vibrancy that's coming through your voice, Joan, through your ordeal is just lovely. And your support, John, is lovely. So one of the things that has really come through is I heard everyone's different experiences, some common denominators of, you know, pain and things, and mine has been more meeting patterns and then noticing how I would deflect from the pattern, but then having the courage to actually face the pattern and feel like my whole body is on fire, like every cell is, and sitting in that, sitting in it until it transmutes, and then I get the awareness of what that is for me personally and collectively. And so that's kind of different from, like each person's way is unique, but what has really struck me is I don't run a lot of like liquid, the nectars and things like that. That's not necessarily how I I kind of work with the energy. But I think it would be very beneficial for me. And so one of the pieces is that if it's not my natural, someone in what I'm feeling is our group has come together in coherence. So as we call on the Ascended Masters and that, we now have physical beings who are masters. We are masters. And so as I am hearing the benefits of running the liquid light, if that, as soon as I start running things like that, I move into my mind. So that it's a process where I need to ask. And so what has come to me in inspiration is if I feel like that, like inspired to run liquid light, then I'm going to open to actually connect with beings in our group who already do that naturally as their mastery and then receive that and calibrate to each one of you who has that mastery that maybe isn't my mastery to do, but it's yours to share and for me to receive and calibrate to. So I just wanted to...
Great idea, yeah.
Kind of share that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Super, thank you.
So blessings for all. I'm very grateful.
Oh, to you too. Thanks for your comment.
Well, with that comment, we will call this the close of our session. Thank you all for being here. Good night, all.
Good night.